MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in from Eastern Divide Trail. See if I can do this without getting cut off this time. Made it over to what I thought is Whittier. It's not actually Whittier. It's Kennesville. There's a big storm rolling in that night, so that included 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, or at least what the advisory said, and 1-inch hail. So wasn't real keen on camping. Was looking at the little post office in town as my outlet, and then mentioned it to a friend in text. Next thing I know, I'm getting a ride up towards Orlando, and I got a place to stay for the night. So that worked out nicely, I guess. I'll take some trail magic as it comes, even if it's kind of partially summoned. Got me back on route there, and the next morning, so Kennesville, left out of there on some pavement that eventually took me out in the big prairie. Really nothing to see out there, just grasslands and long straight roads. That got me onto Florida Highway 60, I believe it was. Narrow shoulder, crazy fast traffic. The upside was I had a tailwind and the draft from the cars was pushing me along pretty well. So pushing a good pace, like 18 miles an hour. I was on that for a while, 15 or 20 miles. Partially because there's a reroute around the Kissimmee River Prairie areas due to flooding from Ian. So I had to skip that bit and stay on that highway for a bit. And then it turned a little bit south before it starts to come southeast, which turned me into the wind. I met up by some local guys who rode with me for a bit and then stocked me up with some food, banana pudding. I didn't even know I loved it so much. And then and some water. But I didn't have too long before a store stop either, so made it there. And while I was there, the rain came and went, which was really nice. So just lingered there for an extra 15 minutes or so, let the rain pass through. And then back out on the road. Another highway, unfortunately. A little bit better shoulder on that one. Turn off of that to a county road, and then I'm on Florida 70, which I'd say by far is the scariest road of this entire ride. Again, narrow shoulder, really fast traffic, right at dusk, so I know I'm not super visible. And it's like a 5-mile section, just really harrowing and exhausting, mentally, physically. Just a total adrenaline run. But I made it through without incident, luckily. And then that gets you on some canal levee dirt road, which was nice. There I started looking into getting a room for the night. I was a good 110 miles in at that point. Was starting to think about those things. So start looking into that. Checking Google, making phone calls, checking other apps. Everything on that lake is sold out. I couldn't figure it out other than it was a Saturday night. But everything was sold out, so no place to stay, which was really bumming me out. But, you know, I can camp. It's bikepacking. But I was looking forward to a shower and a bed. Anyways, I get into Lakeport maybe 20 miles later, so I'm like 130-something miles in. Go into this little pub, order some food. First, they start asking some questions because I'm odd and it's late. And then they're asking me where I'm going to stay. I was like, well, I was hoping to get a room, but I need to find anything. Do you know anything? So they start making some phone calls. I guess the owner of the pub is also the owner of the hotel behind. I called and asked. They said they were full. They found a room that didn't have AC that they weren't going to rent out. And let me have that super cheap. So I will take a room with no AC and a shower and a bathroom over my tent with no shower and a bathroom. So that worked out great. So that was really nice of them to make that happen. And so I was able to do some laundry as well. Had a couple of beers there at their pub since I was going to have a place to stay now. And then yeah, so that was a good night. That got me into Lakeport and on the Lake Okeechobee. And on a nice long day. So that worked out really well. And then got up from there. Breakfast is a little hard to come by in that area, but scrounged up some protein bars and some coffee near a busy road here. And took off. It goes on some levees around the lake, and that brought me to a lock on the levee that was closed, unfortunately. So I had to backtrack a couple of miles to get around that, back out on the highway, which was much quieter during the day than it was the previous night, so that was good. Climbing under a gate. So rode the highway for a bit, and then you get back on the levee. I mistakenly stayed on the levee longer than what my track said, but I guess that's ultimately the intention of Carlos the route maker. He just didn't know it was open. So I rode that into Moorhaven. There's a bridge that goes over the sailboat canal that comes out of Lake Okeechobee to go down towards Miami. So up and over that, back on the levees for a bit, and then into the town of Clewiston. Picked up a nail in my tire, but it was holding air. Just, you know, did its thing. I just pushed the nail in further so it wasn't hitting my frame, and rode that into town and got some, I guess, belated breakfast, more at lunchtime. Pretty slow going, super strong headwinds coming out of the east. Turned south, so it wasn't going to be too much longer into that. So I had a big eat, loaded up my pockets, and headed out. So yeah, it kind of circles down to the southern end of the lake and then goes to some irrigation canal paths and levees. So rode all that, miles and miles of that. I think it's 46. Put you back out onto a paved road. Unfortunately, the little Mexican place that I was hoping for was closed, being Sunday, I guess. So no tacos. So pushed on from there. There's just a little convenience store before you get out onto US 29 near Amolfi. And that takes you south into the Big Cypress National Wildlife Preserve. And I've been contemplating all the things to do. I could ride in there a little bit, another 38-ish, 40 miles to a campsite that has water. I now know it has showers too, which maybe in hindsight would have been a good idea. I had enough food and everything to do it. I could do a really push and go all the way across the Everglades into Miami and get a hotel on that side. This would have been another 85 miles. And then, or except the trail magic that was waiting for me at the entrance to Big Cypress, which included a bed and steak dinner and trip to the grocery store to reload some supplies. So not that I needed a whole lot, but the bed and the steak dinner sounded great. So I went that route. So I stayed near, in between Amolfi and Naples, I guess it is. So thanks, Maureen. And then from there, back to the route in the morning. Got going about 9 o'clock this morning. Big Cypress. I got in the park, it was just critters everywhere. Deer, ox, all sorts of birds, you know, all the big birds that are down here, all the egrets and irises and herons and the things. And the water's right up to the road all along through there. It's all high because of Ian. So I'm on the lookout for gators everywhere, and there's all these noise from all the other critters. But I think I saw one gator through that whole bit. And then it puts you out onto something called Turner River Road. It heads straight south for 22 miles, and guess which way the wind's coming today? Straight out of the south. So plowed into that for a couple hours. Finally made the turn onto Highway or US 41 that.
Gotcha. That was a turn off of 41, Salt Lake Road. I was expecting lots of gators in there, but I guess we just got her so high from the end. They have a lot of places they can be, and they don't need to be right next to the road. So I only saw maybe just two gators in that whole section there. I would expect to see, you know, 10 to 100 gators in that section. The same thing as I came back to Highway 41, heading towards Miami. Usually that's the section I've driven it, and I've seen gators from the road so many times. So it's a little disappointing, but also nice not to be on super high guard for so long. It's a little nerve-wracking. Right on the edge of the road.
So I got up to almost back to 41. Local guy out of Miami, Dave Bull, met me, rode with me for a little bit through there. As we got back onto 41, got up to a gas station, and he turned back for his car. And I continued on. It turns off the highway onto some levees, and that was mixed bag. It's kind of chunky on the levees. Rolls quick and smooth, but you're also right next to the road, so yeah, it's good and bad. But anyways, it goes to the levee, so that's where I went. And then that wind's still coming out of the south, so it was a crosswind all through there as I was heading east. And then just before it turned south, Dave met me again with you know, Subway and some Cokes and a couple bottles of water. So it saved me a little bit of going off route to go resupply and get some food. It saved me a good bit of time there, which was really nice because it is 50 miles from that south turning point down to Key Largo to civilization. I mean, I can camp out here on this levee. I don't think anybody's ever going to say anything. But I also seen a couple of gators. Not a big deal. I did just see a panther maybe 20 minutes ago, which is pretty awesome. The second one I've ever seen in my life. So, riding in Florida. There's only 24 years riding in Florida now. So, pretty awesome to see that. Fair distance, but you can definitely make out the tail as it took off the levee and off into the swamp. It's really bad. So right now I've got some sunset going on. I've got about 20 miles now to ride down to Key Largo. Wind's dying down, which is super great before. And the levee is whatever it was a few miles back. So back after here to try to keep it steady. It's been kind of a 12 mile an hour day. A little slower than I went on the last couple of days. Several big days. So, push down into Key Largo. If I can, maybe the southern end of it. It's really great. I could go all the way to maybe Marathon. Everything that I do tonight is that much less that I need to do tomorrow, because that is the finish. It's such a crazy thing to be thinking about, planning for the last couple of days. As it's getting closer and becoming a reality, I've just been out here for so long that it's so abstract thought to actually be done and what I'm going to do with myself and how I'm going to get out of Key West. And I don't know, just what to think that this is actually ending. On some levels, I totally want it to. I'm tired. I really just want to sit in the morning and do nothing. That's like the most exciting thing I could think of, like the best reward I could think of, is just to sit there and sip coffee knowing I don't have to go anywhere. But also at the same time, I know after a couple of days, I'm going to be missing it. I mean, it's such a lifestyle that I've been immersed in now for 2.5 months. I think it's 78 days right now, maybe 77. So it's been a long time. So it's going to be interesting to try to transition back into the world and think about all that. So I'm not going to dwell on all that too much right now. I'm just going to try to keep my head in the game and enjoy what I have for now. Got another 40 miles to go tonight, and then see what tomorrow brings. So thanks for listening. I'll try to give a call in tomorrow, maybe on my way in, maybe when I finish. We'll see how it plays out. So thanks. Take care. Bye.